The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
You know, Singapore is quite well known for being a financial hub in Asia. And now a GIC-backed challenger bank from the UK, Oak North, has set up shop in Singapore to introduce its data-driven credit underwriting model to Asian financial incumbents. Now, the digital lender is in talks with several banking institutions from this region and hopes to ink partnerships with as many as 8 Asian financial institutions by the end of this year. But the question we're going to ask is, what exactly does this credit underwriting model work or do? And why choose Singapore for their expansion? Well, to help us out this morning in the studio is Nick Shepshetty, Director of Growth and Delivery at Oak North Analytical Intelligence. Nick Shep, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Elliot. How are you?
I'm good. So let's talk about this underwriting model to start things off, right? I understand it's a technology that brought Oak North to a pre-tax profit of $44 million in just 3 years of lending to British small and medium-sized enterprises. But could you tell us more about Oak North's data-driven credit underwriting model? Help us understand this.
Sure. So before I get to the technology, let me talk a little bit about why we started Oak North. If you look at, it really came about from a personal experience of our founders. Our founders, Rishi Khosla and Joel Perlman. They had a very highly successful previous business called Copal, which was an investment research company. And essentially, they went to a commercial bank in the UK to raise £100,000 in debt. And the only way they could get it, if they put down their house as collateral. 10 months later, they actually raised $10 million from an institutional bank, right? So the fundamental problem here was as businesses scale up, banks do not know how to analyze these businesses due to lack of data, information, and it's not very profitable. For larger deals, they're willing to spend the time, but not for these hyper-growth businesses. And that's why they started Oak North. They started a bank in the UK as well to test the platform. And today we've, since in a span of about 3 years, we've actually, lent over $4 billion in the UK on our own balance sheet. Mm-hmm. And we've licensed our platform to almost 10 banks globally.
Okay. Yeah. But in terms of competitors, is there any difference to, whatever that's out there? I understand you guys go as far as monitoring social media postings. How does that work?
Yeah. So if you look at the action in the fintech space now, right, the small ticket lenders, there are lots of them. Look at Cabbage, Funding Circle. Sure. They're looking at micro loans. It's a fully automated play, and the deal sizes are smaller. The risk appetite is low. But then as you move into, more of mid-market space, which is where we play, it's quite unique. It's a niche offering we have where the deals are, they need to be structured based on the cash flows of these businesses. And what we do with our platform is bringing that institutional rigor into the mid-market. Okay. And therefore, using big data and machine learning, we are able to provide a detailed analysis of the borrower and hence enable the bank to make a more informed decision. Mm-hmm. The second aspect of it is portfolio monitoring. If you look at how banks look at borrowers, right, it's an annual review. You look at it once a year or when the deal goes bad it's already too late. What we've really done is flip the way banks do monitoring, where it's an always-on approach, where you're looking at leading indicators, operating metrics of the businesses, financial metrics on an ongoing basis. Therefore, you can interject as early as 6 to 9 months and get the borrower to take corrective action.
You're playing in the whole SME sphere right now.
Yes, we are playing in the upper SME. We don't do do the micro loans. We do more of the upper SME, mid-sized corporates.
Okay. In the studio with me is Nick Shepshetty, Director of Growth and Delivery at Oak North Analytical Intelligence. Let's talk about Singapore. Why did you choose Singapore to introduce and sell Oak North's data-driven credit underwriting model? Is it our thirst for fintech?
That's one of it, absolutely. But the problem we're trying to solve is universal, Singapore included and the region. And just being in conversation with a lot of institutions here, it's quite evident that it's a very pertinent problem we're trying to solve for them. But more importantly, 3 of our investors are Singaporean, GIC, EDBI. Yes. Therefore, we got to be here and great talent. We are scaling up our team in Singapore and it's a phenomenal hub for regional operations. And a very progressive regulator when it comes to the MAS.
Mm. We see Singapore becoming really very hungry for, such technology. And at the same time, you see it as a bit of a place to experiment with innovative technology. Nick Shep, I'd like to talk about your success rate so far. Any chance you could share some examples of what this technology has caught so far?
Let me tell you, as I said, in the UK, we've built a very successful commercial lending business. We've lent over $4 billion US. We haven't had any credit loss, and more importantly, we've done it in a we've done it in a profitable way.
Sure.
We made about 14 million in profit in 2017. We did 40 million in 2018. That's triple our profit. So we built a very, very successful business using our technology. And the reason we're able to do this is it's just not just the quality of the underwriting, but also the portfolio monitoring, where, you know, we've our monitoring's caught trends, you know, things like, for example, we had a borrower who essentially took a loan and essentially went forward and essentially took a crowdsourced funding from someone else, didn't inform the bank, it got caught on social media. Triggered an alert, our relationship managers were able to go in and essentially get out the deal. That's just one example of, you know, the way we do things differently versus other institutions.
Yeah, I see where that comes in with the whole monitoring of social media and how it
And that's just
that
a part of what we do. Yeah.
I'm sure, because everything is online these days. Niksha, what is the cost of this credit underwriting model for Oak North? Is there any chance you could share that?
The cost?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it really depends. We essentially know we bring, so in terms of our value proposition,
sure,
right, there are four things we bring to clients. One is driving loan volumes, market share. It's driving productivity. Today, what's happening is the banks are spending a lot of time doing this manually, and we are essentially bringing in big data, machine learning to drive efficiencies in their process.
Okay.
So a relationship manager who spends half his time doing analysis and the other half with clients today is able to spend 80% of his time bringing in more business and essentially, you know, understanding the borrower a lot better.
Okay.
And then obviously, given a differentiated offering, you're able to price up to your borrowers, you're able to charge them more, and obviously a better quality of credit just given our approach with underwriting and monitoring. And therefore, there's a significant upside for our clients, and we essentially, you know, charge them based on the upside we bring.
Oak North valued at $2.8 billion. You've secured a $440 million in terms of investments. This happened, I believe, back in February. Close to 90% of it, which works up to about $390 million, comes from SoftBank's $100 billion Vision Fund. Could I ask, what are Oak North's plans for the investments that they've secured so far?
Yeah, we obviously have a proven platform, and that's the reason we are where we are today in terms of just our credibility and the investors who are backing us. But all that money, I mean, most of it is going to be used for further developing our technology.
Sure.
We are bringing in best-in-class engineers, data scientists on board, and obviously expanding into multiple markets as we speak.
Sure. And since we're on the topic of the tech, which really you need a lot of investment in, is there any outlook in terms of how this credit underwriting model might evolve?
It's evolving every day. I mean, we've come a long way since we started 3 years ago. And essentially, it's primarily more in terms of our monitoring because we take a very sector-based approach. Today, we're playing across 60 sectors and we're building sector operating models because the way you analyze every sector is very different. The way you look at shipping is different from the way you look at textile. And we are further evolving in terms of getting into multiple sectors, multiple markets, and those are the investments we're making today.
Now that you're in Asia, and you mentioned this earlier on how you started in the UK and some of the success rate there, how's the financial industry different, you know, between the UK and Asia, and then especially if you could zoom into Singapore as well?
Sure. Yeah, fundamentally, that question gets asked all the time, right? You're talking about a developed market versus parts of this region where it's emerging.
Yeah, you think money is money, right? But not really.
It's not. Yes, that's true. I think fundamentally the difference comes in data, right?
Sure,
the type of information available, especially in the segment we play, mid-market, upper SME, there's lack of information, there's fraudulent information compared to, you know, you look at probably the UK. But our model's been proven in markets like Malaysia and Indonesia. We are already playing in markets like Croatia and Hungary, which are even worse than some of the markets in, you know, in Southeast Asia, because the approach we take is we are essentially looking at a lot of external data sources, the bank's internal data, and we're using automated tools and techniques to extract information and develop these rich analyses. Therefore, the model is works across both emerging and developed markets.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Niksha Shetty, Director of Growth and Delivery at Oak North Analytical Intelligence, in the studio with me. Thank you and have a great week ahead.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.